Chapter 17, Discovery of Achilles. Odysseus went to King Laomedon's palace. "You were right, Achilles is not here," he told the king. "I am sorry for doubting you. In return, let me give a gift to each of your beautiful daughters." He laid out a pile of beautiful jewels on the floor, rings, bracelets, and necklaces. Among them was a magnificent bronze sword. "Sweet ladies, please take what you want. This is my gift to you for the inconvenience I have caused." With cries of delight, the girls ran forward, laughing and picking up the jewels, trying them on. Then, one of them, the most beautiful, picked up the sword. Suddenly, there was a great crash from outside the hall. Everyone froze. They heard the sound of fighting. All the daughters fled, screaming, except one who stood sword in hand, unafraid. "A brave young woman," said Odysseus with a smile. "Or should I say young man? You are Achilles, are you not?" There was no answer. "Do not worry. The sound of the fighting is not real. It was a trick." "How did you find me?" asked Achilles. "While down at the harbor, I heard rumors you were disguised as one of King Laomedon's daughters. I decided to find out if they were true." "Why were you looking for me?" Odysseus told him that Calchas had predicted that Troy would not fall without Achilles. "My mother hid me here to stop me going to war," Achilles said. "She fears my death." "But your destiny lies in war, in glory on the battlefield," said Odysseus. "Your father is too old to fight. You must lead your people. Become the man you were born to be, and your name will forever be remembered in history." Achilles' eyes shone as Odysseus spoke. "The greatest warrior this world will ever see is not destined to sit at home dressed as a woman." "I will go," Achilles said.